Wired Jesus Podcast, April 5th, 2010. Creative Commons licensed.
Initiating startup sequence.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast. Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim.
Look, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
Well, yeah, but just because God doesn't answer your prayers doesn't mean he doesn't care about you.
Well, then why didn't he give me what I wanted?
Well, God can't just answer every prayer and suddenly give you everything you want. That takes all the living out of life.
What do you mean?
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. As I wrote my show notes, it was Saturday night before Easter. Among many Christians, it's called the Vigil of Easter, a time of darkness and shadows before we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. In ancient times, it was the moment when adults preparing for baptism would wait in stone buildings called baptistries that were attached to churches. In the center of the baptistry was a large pool that you would walk down into, and then be dunked underwater for your baptism by a priest or deacon. The symbolism was that you were being drowned. Your old life was dying in the waters, and then rising up to new life with the risen Jesus. All this would happen right at sunrise. But until that moment, you waited in the dark, thinking about your past, your mistakes, your screw-ups, and the new future that was just around the corner. This year, in the same shadows on Saturday night, I have to say I've had many things on my mind building up to this. Friends who are seriously ill, people who are struggling, and I mean really struggling, because of the economy, and even my own challenges. Things that I have to remind myself really are small by any other comparison. But I'm also thinking about how hard it can be to be a Christian today, a follower of Jesus in the 21st century. Easter is one of those days like Christmas, when people who have given up on church and Christianity come back like salmon going upriver to spawn. They don't know why, other than at Easter and Christmas, you go back to church as a, token show of being a good person, a nod to your parents who still believe in this church thing. And for a few people, the secret hope that maybe this year something might be different. Different enough to change what they see Christians doing the rest of the year. Something to dismiss their own perception of Christians as being filled and shaped by hypocrisy, hate, and irrelevance. As I said, when I wrote this on Saturday night, I knew I would see people like that the next day on Easter. And I know some of you who listen to Wired Jesus are in that place, that this is one of the few compelling places where a life following Jesus is worth listening to. But then I think about all the baggage we bring in. be it regular church people, pastors, or the Easter visitor. I think of all that accumulated junk, the latest images of Christians burned into people's minds this year. I have to say, I just want to puke at most of what I've seen. You probably know what I'm talking about, the latest image of Christians, so to speak. The infamous Westboro Baptist Church out of Topeka, Kansas. If the name doesn't ring a bell, these are the folks who protest military funerals and are now being taken to the Supreme Court by the father of a dead soldier who sued them for emotional distress and loss when they showed up at his son's funeral. They had no idea who he is. He had no connection with any of their agendas against gays or Jews or Catholics. They were supposedly making a statement against the government. Now, his father won his original case and an appeal after that, but then last week, the U.S. Appeals Court in Virginia overturned the decision and ordered the dad to pay the church a sum of about $16,000 for their court fees. The outrage and, backlash has even made the mainstream media. But, like I said, if you haven't heard of these people who go by the name Christian, they claim the name Baptist, but no Baptist group will claim any connection with them. But when they appear on the news, they are called church Christians. You've seen them probably with pictures holding signs declaring what they believe about God and Jesus. They've protested at different churches, denominational gatherings, including some of the ones I've been at. Now they show up at military funerals indiscriminately. Their point is that God is a God of judgment. Jesus is going to make sinners burn, and the United States is going to be destroyed for all its godless debauchery and betrayal of the Bible, which apparently they are the only ones who understand it correctly. Now, I think any church that makes its web address www.godhatesfags.com pretty much says it all. Now, I'm not going to dignify this group with a direct link to their website and allow them any trackbacks or anything like that. In fact, the only pictures that I'll post to give you an idea as to who they are, I'll take from neutral websites. But you add Westboro Baptist to now the very public cover-ups of the pedophile priests in the Catholic Church and the Pope's and the Pope's brother's connection seemingly to that, and not to mention the dirty laundry of televangelists and the fallen pastors and local congregations and the sexual sins and financial misdealings. Well, it piles up. And I think we all have to realize, those of us who say we follow Jesus, is we have to realize that this is the face of Jesus that people see today. It's not the 3D rendering from the Shroud of Turin on that History Channel special last week. Instead, it's a mask of intolerant hatred, of warped sexual practices, and a level of hypocrisy that normally is associated with politicians, I guess, because they've fallen on equally hard times in the public perception. The church that people now see in the news and in their communities really doesn't look much like Jesus. And so the thought is, why bother with Easter? Why bother with faith at all? So for many folks, that's the face of the church. And they're right, it has very little to do with Jesus. Resurrection and Easter don't mean a whole lot if those who claim to follow Jesus are so disconnected from what he taught and died for and rose to proclaim. And so frankly, it makes being a pastor, being a Christian, very difficult when the culture focuses in on the scandals rather than the good news we announced on Easter Sunday. That's something of the challenge that we pastor people have every Easter Sunday. And so we can struggle for a while trying to get a handle on how we frame that good news to people who see us through a very different lens. But at the beginning of last week, I caught some hope. And it came from YouTube, from a college student named Jason Connell. In a week when Christians remember the insults, suffering, and hate aimed at Jesus that still resulted in a new relationship of love with God, Jason follows what I would call the way of the cross. He shares it in his two videos that are posted on YouTube. Westboro Baptist Church showed up at his college that he attends in Chicago. And he set up a station right across the street from where they were protesting. And it was a station for people to sign up and give support to the very agencies and causes that Westboro condemns. Groups like the Human Rights Campaign, the International AIDS Foundation, and the Jerusalem, or I should say the Chicago-based Jerusalem Open House. Now, in a second video, he said he only raised about $200, but for me, that's really secondary to the point that's being made. One can let hate breed more hate, or while others throw insults and derision at you, you can say, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Now, I don't know anything about Jason's thoughts on faith, and he doesn't say anything on his videos one way or the other, and that's okay. How he lives says much more about Jesus this Easter weekend than anything that came out of the mouths of the people of Westboro Baptist. In fact, it reminded me of a video done by Pastor Rob Bell called Bullhorn. It's part of a series he's done called Pneuma, in which he comments about the stereotypical evangelical become like me or burn street corner preacher. We've all probably seen him. We've even had him here in the small city I live in. They show up every now and then on a street corner. You know, do you know where you will spend eternity tonight? Well, Rob makes the point that just doesn't work. It's not biblical and doesn't have anything to do with Jesus. And so, in the face of that and Westboro, what Jason does is remind us that in the end, love wins. So as I record this podcast the day after Easter, it's a beautiful sunny day here in northwestern Ohio, and that's what I am reminded of, that in the light of Easter, love wins, not the twisted things that people pass off as being Christian. And so we need to face our scandals with honesty and love. We need to meet hatred with truth, because in the end, people know the difference. Just as in the first century when Jesus first spoke and after he rose, people understand what hope looks like in a confused world like ours. I think in the end, that's what following Jesus is about. Every time we as human beings draw lines in the sand in the name of God, you'll find Jesus crossing over to the other side. If you read the Gospels, you see it over and over again. If you look in your community, you'll see some congregations there that actually do it as well. And if you look on YouTube, You'll see some people like Jason Connell, and you can't help but believe that Jesus is there too. So Holy Week is over. The time of shadows is ended. And we who follow Jesus proclaim that Jesus is alive. And that just reminds me that no matter where you look, even on YouTube, you'll find that love wins. That's it for Wired Jesus podcast number 52. I have a couple podcasts, show notes in the works. One on the considerable flack that continues to be heaped on Rob Bell and how his Pneuma series is changing traditional Christian congregations in unexpected ways, reconnecting both older adults and, you know, the 35 and under crowd that has checked out of church and bringing them together. I'll also have a book review of a remarkable book written by a good friend of mine, John Armstrong, called Your Church is Too Small. And it actually will follow up on some of the things that I mentioned in this podcast. John's journey is an amazing one that, you know, really undermines the crazy Christian tribalism that causes more and more people to stop taking Christians seriously. So that'll be coming up as well. Also, I have two Wired Jesus on the Road events this month. On April 20th, I'll be at Capital University in Columbus, Ohio, to lead a U2 Eucharist for the local campus Crusade for Christ group. It's an evening event at 9 p.m., and I'm looking forward to it because Capital University is my alma mater, and it's nice to go back to the old home place. On April 26th, I'll be at All Saints Lutheran Church in Lutz, Florida, it's L-U-T-Z, to lead a workshop on introducing alternative worship for postmodern generations. They've opened up the event to the greater Tampa area, so if you'd like to attend, check out the contact information on the blog so the congregation can be prepared. There'll be a light dinner around 6, and then they'll move on into an overview of the current mission field of the 21st century. They'll sample some elements of a U2 Eucharist to get an idea of what an experiential worship service looks like. And then we'll spend some time on how to do alternative worship in specific local settings. So you pastor people who are listening, or, you know, listeners who are in the Tampa area, the invite is there. And do let the church know. Shoot me off an email so I know as well. That would be great to know. I'm also still available to bring this workshop and others to your local community. I've got some time available this summer. So just email and let me know, and I can give you kind of the terms and descriptions as far as what we can do. So, as always, please take a look at the blog. Also, my YouTube podcast page, and post some comments and get the word out there about Wired Jesus podcast. So until the next podcast, thanks for listening, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.